One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, Kirby.
Hey, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Hey, guys. Listen to the end of this episode to learn how you can win your very own Skinny Trilite. Okay, so we always like to start off the ep with what's on your face.
Yeah, so Kirby, you look gorge.
Oh, thank you.
Today, what's on your face?
Okay, so I started off with Caudalie Vino Perfect Essence. I'm really a big fan of it. If you like the Vino Perfect Serum for hyperpigmentation, I highly recommend the Essence as well. I also put on the Lemieux TGF Booster. The Lemieux, actually, I found out about this brand because of the skin perfecting tool that they have. So I use their booster that they sent me, which I'm loving so far. Resting Beach Face Anti-Pollution Sunscreen by Everyday. La Mer Moisturizing Cool Gel Cream. I just want to throw this out there. If you are thinking about investing in La Mer, but you're concerned about the texture or consistency of it, maybe go with the cool gel cream instead of the creme.
Yeah, that's my favorite, especially for summer too.
Yep, it's a great consistency. I love it. Also, shout out to my antibiotic that I'm on. For acne, I'm on a topical antibiotic called Axone that Dr. Samolitis at Facile put me on. It has helped with my skin tremendously. As you guys know, if you're following me on Instagram, my skin has taken a turn. I don't know, probably hormones and stress, but thanks a lot, antibiotic. I'm also wearing Tarte Amazonian Clay Foundation. It's a full coverage foundation. I just applied it with my hands, and it's in light, medium, neutral. And then Tarte Shape Tape Concealer in light, medium, just to spot conceal and then highlight under my eyes. I am wearing Pat McGrath's new powder in light, medium, too. She doesn't make a translucent shade, so
you went with like a lighter.
Yeah.
Would you be, is the light medium a light for you?
It's a lighter. So the number one is almost a translucent.
Yes.
It still has a little bit of a tint to it.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of like a warmer tone, but it doesn't show up that much on my skin. And I'm freaking obsessed with this powder because when you put it on, it still looks like you're glowy.
Yeah.
And also you can apply foundation and concealer on top and it won't get patchy and it won't move. It's just, yeah. If you're oily combo skin like me, you're going to love it. I'm also wearing blush from this Jouer palette that I got sent from Meg Young. Thanks, Meg.
Thanks, Meg.
I'm a big fan. I'm wearing this orange shade and a rose shade together. And then 24-hour brow setter. I didn't fill in my brows. I just kind of gelled them up. Babe in Paradise palette from Morphe. Their little collab with Bretman Rock. I've been wearing that a lot lately. And then for my mascara, I have on Marc Jacobs Velvet Noir. I swear I'm obsessed with this mascara. It's so good.
Looks great.
So good. And then I have on just a cream brown eyeshadow from Maybelline and their Puma collaboration. I spritzed some Caudalie Beauty Elixir, their new one that's in the pretty pink kind of like ombre bottle. And then also, I think we both want to give a shout out to this sponge.
Yes.
That we're loving.
We both used today and have been using.
Yep. It's the Juno Microfiber Lemon Drop Sponge. If you are not wanting to invest in a beauty blender, even though it's the OG and still one of my faves, Juno is like $6?
Something like that.
Super affordable.
Nikki Tutorials says it's her beauty sponge of choice.
True. But also there's a little controversy about that.
Oh,
do you know why?
Because apparently
she got paid, no. But she didn't disclose it. However, I would agree with her.
Yeah. I
listen,
like it.
Get that money, but also tell people.
Right.
But we like the sponge. I like it personally. I'm not sure about you, but I like it because if I need to conceal my melasma,
mm-hmm.
It has a harder consistency.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It's bouncier.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to describe
it. So it packs the product on that area of my face a little bit more than, just using a regular blender. And it's also it has a velvety finish
mm-hmm,
to it.
Mm-hmm. It's really cute too.
Yeah, it's cute.
And the new color is this cute lemon yellow for summer.
Although mine is like now a mix of like beige and brown and looks disgusting. Looks like a turd. Great. What's on your face? Because your face always looks good.
You're sweet. I started with the Sweet Chef Ginger Kombucha and Vitamin D Chill Mist.
Okay, so are you liking this brand?
I was hesitant at first.
Yeah, same.
But I am in love with this mist.
Okay.
I think it's because I also really like the smell of the kombucha ginger. Uh-huh. Like, it's very refreshing.
Okay.
So I've been, like, throwing it in my purse and carrying it around. The mist is very fine, which I really like. Then I used the Gregory Dillon Skin Slept In Serum, which is a new product that our friend, who is a facialist based in WeHo, and Kirby just told me that he works on some of the Vanderpump Girls.
I mean, listen, I saw that you were with him, and then obviously I went down like a rabbit hole. I'm like, oh my God, Ariana.
He's amazing. And he just came out with this new product that is basically, it's meant to be used in the morning and it is supposed to make your skin look calm and relaxed as though you had a nice, you know, 9 hours of restful sleep.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So I actually feel like it's kind of a good dupe for the Peach and Lily Glass Skin Serum. Yeah. So I am loving it. Yeah. So I've been using it underneath my moisturizer.
Okay.
And then today I mixed the Chanel Hydra Beauty Camellia Water Cream with Arrive Beauty Skin Boost to make like a tinted moisturizer. So the Arrive Beauty Skin Boost, it's like a cross between a BB cream and a foundation. Mm-hmm. And it comes in like 5 different shades. So it's meant to be like a BB cream in that it blends in with your skin after you blend it in. And I love it. Have you used it before?
No, I haven't.
So it was developed by a former beauty editor in LA. She used to write for the Zoe Report. And the packaging is adorable. And she makes, I think, like 4 or 5 different products. It's geared towards younger girls.
Okay.
But I love it.
I think I've seen it on Instagram.
It's light, but it still has coverage.
Great.
So it's great if you're looking for something that's light but can also cover like blemishes or acne. Then I put Benefit Foolproof Brow Powder in shade 5, followed by the Stevie Christine Brow Guru Detailed Eyebrow Definer Pencil.
I love Stevie.
Yeah, I've never met her before, but Meg gave me her pencil and I love it. It's like so fine.
Stevie, first of all, when you meet her, she's just a walking billboard for great eyebrows. So you're great. Like, do perfect. Whatever you want. I don't care. Just touch my face. And I just love that her name is Stevie. I'm like, you're such a bad bitch. Yeah. I love this.
Yeah. So, and it's like a very pretty pencil too. Yep. Very chic.
Yes, I agree.
Then I have the Ilia Beauty Color Haze Cheek Stain in Before Today. And that's a really great clean beauty brand based out of Laguna. Followed by the Sunny's Face Glow Boss Highlighter in Hey Girl.
I can't wait to try Sunny's Face. Yeah, is it coming to America at some point?
So it is. They're working on it. But a Los Angeles listener actually informed me that there is a website that carries the products. I don't think it's an official retailer. So okay.
You wouldn't recommend it?
I wouldn't recommend it. Also because they've marked up the price like a lot.
Scary times.
Yeah. So, and I think it's because obviously they probably have someone buying it in the Philippines and then bringing it over here. But I know that they're working on it. So TBD on when that date will actually be. But we need to get some in your hands.
It's so cute too.
Then I have the Kosas 10-second eyeshadow in Supreme on my eyelids. Have you tried it yet?
I have it like sitting in my room.
It's very like the name. It's very easy to wear. Then I used the Juno Microfiber Lemon Drop Sponge to apply my tinted moisturizer that I made. And then the Juice Beauty Phyto Pigments Luminous Lip Crayon on my lips. And then the Neogen Daylight Protection Sunscreen with SPF 50 PA++.
What a great face.
Great faces.
Love it.
Okay, so what is happening in the beauty world this week, Kirby?
Okay, so like I mentioned, I'm wearing Pat McGrath's new face powder. Her new foundation launched last Friday, the 26th. We obviously went to the event,
which was just like the most amazing beauty launch event ever. I just thought like, and I said this to you when we were there at the event together, the way that they spoke about the product and like makeup and about each other, like you could tell that they were a family and that makeup is like their life.
Yes. I have a voice note because I was recording the whole thing so I could, you know, go back and listen for a story I'm working on. And Pat at one point, like someone asked Pat a question and, you know, everyone calls her mother.
Yes.
And so she...
Mother and the makeup artist are the children.
So someone asked Pat a question, and then Pat, I guess, like, didn't maybe know the answer. And so she's like, children, answer. Yeah. And then everyone's like, and I just started dying laughing. It's just hilarious. And everyone's like, mother.
Yeah. And they're like spread out around the room. So it's like the answers were coming from all different directions.
Yep. And they call it a gossip. So like, we're having a gossip and we're going to be talking like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it was just a really amazing event. I mean, usually at events, we're like, we don't want to be here for 2 hours, but we could have easily gone for like an 8 hour ordeal because we got to see how we got to learn about the product and why it took so long to make and why she waited this long to make a foundation and powder and primer. We learned that it's a system. So you can buy it in a system of the primer, the foundation, and the powder. You could buy them all individually, mix and match. And then we saw her demonstrate it. So she loves to use her hands to apply. So especially on models that have perfect skin, she doesn't want to pack on the makeup because obviously she's getting directives from designers saying,
they want the skin to look like skin.
Yeah, I don't want to see the makeup. So she applies it with her hands. And normally it would gross me out to do that because I just, it's such a foreign thing to me, but I've been using my hands to apply.
Really? You don't usually, oh, I love using my fingers.
I'll use my finger for concealer, but like for foundation, I'm like, no, I want to pounce it on my skin with something. Mm-hmm. So when she was doing that, I was kind of like, this
feels
wrong. But
the way that she was doing it, so she did mention like, to treat your foundation like your skincare routine. So it was like she was massaging the foundation into the skin, which when you say massaging foundation skin, it sounds kind of gross, but it was like mesmerizing.
Totally. And the shades were matched perfectly. And I also think there's skincare components to this foundation. It's also a serum-like consistency. So it's liquid, but it's not as heavy or as opaque as a lot of liquid foundations, in my humble opinion. So I tested it out. I just put a layer on with my fingers. Does a beautiful job, especially if you just like need a little bit of coverage. Then went in and used a blender and a makeup brush to kind of like touch up little my melasma and my breakouts. And then put the powder on top. And this powder, it does blur your skin. It delivers on that. It does not look like, it looks like your skin. I don't know how to explain it.
I know. I usually don't wear powder because I don't like to look dry and matte. Like I like to look dewy.
Yep.
And it still made me look dewy.
Because we were looking
but
at these models.
But not oily, you know, in the T-zone or anything.
Exactly. And we were looking at these models at the event and they looked glowy even with having a ton of powder on their face. And we're like, this is because they're models.
Yeah.
And they had a range of models with different skin tones, different ages, which we really loved. But we're like, they're models. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna non-model, go home and see how this works. And I was truly impressed.
Your photos were really, really cool.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are gonna love this. If you have oily to combination skin, you're gonna love it. If you have dry skin, you're gonna love it. If you have acneic skin or hyperpigmentation, scarring, you're going to love it. It is, like we said, a high price point. We mentioned this last week.
Yes.
It's like $68 for the foundation alone. The system altogether, I think, is $150.
And it comes with the primer, the foundation, and then the powder.
Yeah. And then she's selling two makeup brushes, a powder and a foundation brush. Those are sold separately. But I just got to tell y'all, like, once you get your hands on this stuff, play with it, put it on your fingers and like put it on your face. I just like it, especially now because it's so hot. It's hot as balls outside. Yeah. So I don't want to feel like I'm wearing a ton of makeup, and it's weightless. I love that I can go in throughout the day, add more powder and add more concealer on top of that. And it's not going to be patchy.
Yeah, that's, I think, I don't know how they did that.
I don't know how they did that either. And honestly, like today I'm wearing Tarte's foundation, but I still use Pat's powder. And
it worked?
Yeah, it still didn't get patchy.
Interesting, because remember they were saying that it's kind of, I was saying how it's like an Apple products, like you are not meant to use it with other products.
Totally.
You're supposed to use the system. But it's great to hear that you can use the powder on other foundations.
Yeah, I'm extremely happy with it. I think there's a reason why people are so obsessed with Pat McGrath and why her company is, you know, valued at $1 billion. And it's because she's the OG. She knows skin. She knows makeup. She's been around for years. She's been doing this for like 30 years.
Pat McGrath Foundation is Los Angeles approved.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Do we need a new logo for that?
Like the Allure, like Best in Beauty.
We're going to put out stickers and just go to Sephora and start putting, go going rogue and just sticking our sticker on products.
And then on Allure.com, they're like, podcast, you know, breaking into Sephora and Ulta, putting their stickers on shit. I mean,
Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan spotted being carried away by security.
Could we get in trouble for that? I feel like we should do that.
I feel like we should do that too.
Okay. And then more people will be like, what the hell is Los Angeles? And then we get more listeners. I think this is brilliant. This is like guerrilla marketing, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Sarah, so what is next in news? IT Cosmetics and Drybar have teamed up on a mascara that aims to give your lashes a quote-unquote blowout.
Okay, this is interesting to me.
Yeah, sounds very strange, but let's talk it out.
A bizarre partnership.
The Lash Blowout All Day Lift and Salon Volume Mascara wants to volumize, lengthen, and strengthen your lashes using a very unique formula that has biotin, which is known to improve hair health, and it's packed with collagen and vitamin E and jojoba oil. And then the actual wand of the mascara uses barrel brush technology to capture each one of your lashes and to lift them up like your hair at when you're getting a Drybar blowout.
Okay, so
does that make sense?
Yes. So you're not going to try this product, though.
I am not going to try this product because, as we know, I am addicted to my lash extensions.
Yep.
So Kirby's going to have to take one for the team.
But I also am curious because I have a lash lift. I got a lash lift last week.
Oh, so will the formula...
So I'm like, I can't really speak to how it lifts because my lashes are naturally going to already look like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is the thing about... Like, I will try literally every mascara, but I do find that when I give a review, people are like, well, what about me with straight lashes? I'm like, I can't really talk to that because I don't have that. Even without a lash lift, my lashes curl really nicely and they hold a curl.
So gels. Mine are like so stick straight and short.
But that's why you get extensions, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is an interesting. I gotta give it to them for having this idea in general.
It's very creative. And I don't know if you click on the link if you want to look at what the actual mascara looks like.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
It's really cute.
It looks like a curling iron.
I mean, that's freaking cute.
Yeah.
It's cute. Just looking at the brush, like the wand.
Yes.
Something I would probably gravitate towards anyways. It's a bristle. It's not like a rubber or silicone type of, wand. Word escaped me. But it's super cute.
So the mascara wand has small yellow balls on the tips of the bristles that help with separation.
Oh.
And it says that this is the same science behind hairbrushes with micro balls on their bristles. So it truly is.
Sorry, I'm 12. Can't help it.
So it truly is not. It's like not just a branding opportunity between Drybar and IT Cosmetics. Like they really tried to take the science and technology behind Drybar's brushes and incorporate it into the mascara one, which I think is really cool.
Listen, I go get blowouts at Drybar all the time. I'm obsessed with them. And I used to not be. I thought that sometimes the blowout looked too precious. And I was not going for that look. Mm-hmm. But now I really like it because I'll just go in and say, like, don't even touch my hair with a styling iron. Just give me the blowout so that my hair is smooth and that I have the lift that I need at the crown. Mm-hmm. So then... throughout the day, also my bangs, like I want those to look smooth and not look like just chunks next to my face. So I love a good blowout. If this is actually going to give my lashes this like smooth, flirty, lifted type of look, I can totally be into it.
It's $25. What do you think about the price point?
I think you're paying for the packaging, maybe. Also, I can't really tell because of the photo, but the little yellow balls that they're talking about, I want to test it just because of those.
If it actually separates and does what it says.
Yes. But just looking at the wand itself, it's a wand that I would typically gravitate towards in general. So I'm interested to try it out. You're going to the event too.
Yes. So we'll let you know. At the event. I'll be testing it on Kirby.
Yeah.
It's available on August 1st at Sephora, Ulta, and Macy's, and then on itcosmeticsandthedrybar.com. We will
also shout out to Jamie Kern Lima and Ali Webb.
Yeah. Two girl bosses.
Totally. Love them. Okay. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Kirby.
Do you know that Jaclyn Hill's back on YouTube?
Is she?
Back on her bullshit. Of course I know. Sorry. I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, this is crazy. So if you guys have been following this fiasco, Jaclyn Hill launched her lipsticks with her long-awaited brand several months ago. It was an utter fail.
It's basically like what you, your worst nightmare.
Your actual worst nightmare. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of other business owners that watched this happen and were having like the internal cringe anxiety moment for Jacqueline.
It's like everything that could go wrong went wrong.
Yes.
And then some.
And you guys, I think maybe we briefly touched on this a couple of weeks ago, but people were finding all kinds of stuff in mold. The lipstick, mold.
White hairs.
Yes.
And which was mold, I think.
Yeah. And then they said it was because of the gloves. And then I talked to somebody from quality control, not specifically with Jacqueline, but just in general. And a lot, because she came out with a video afterwards that said, here's what happened and here's what all of this means. Like the little tiny holes that you're seeing in the lipstick, that's just because it wasn't mixed properly. Like he was like, yes, that is true.
Oh, and there are bubbles because they like closed the cap too soon and the lipstick was still hot.
Yeah. And if the lipstick was like falling apart, it could be. And he was like, basically the quality control person I consulted said, all of these claims that she is saying regarding her lipsticks are true and could be true. She's not making those up. She's not trying to deflect. However, then some people were like, okay, like a couple weeks later, well, now my lipstick's moldy or now my lipstick is this. I'm going to be 100 with you. I don't know if I necessarily believe some of these people because anyone will say and do anything just to get a click or just to get, you know, comments.
To be tweeted.
Whether that's true or not, that's not something that I can really speak to. But I think that she was smart to get off of social media and take some time for herself, especially after experiencing something like that.
And she gave full refunds.
Oh,
correct.
Everybody got a refund. Even if you didn't have a problem with your lipstick, you got a refund. Okay. So I think you're kind of going above and beyond at that point just to make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. I do think the issue is that she'd never recalled the lipsticks. There was never a recall. And I think she was really sticking to her guns that there is nothing bad for you in these lipsticks. Okay. So I don't know any, I'm not like a quality control expert, but if that were me, I'd be like, we're recalling all of this. This is a nightmare.
Yeah. Just because she wanted to stick to.
I think she wanted to kind of, I don't know, maybe she did have some ground to stand on in saying there's nothing bad in these. So like they can't hurt you.
Yeah. And I'm just going to refund you. Okay.
So who knows? Anyways, she is now back on YouTube with this video.
Lord.
And apparently she has said that people have advised her not to do this. I gotta say, like, Jacqueline, if you ever listen to this episode, mama, I can commend you for wanting to create something of your own with a massive audience. However, stay off of YouTube. She's on here on this video, first of all, talking about how she's hired and fired so many people in the past month.
Which is so weird.
Please do not try to make another brand in the next year. You need to take some time to really learn about this process. I was under the impression that you actually don't own this brand. It's Morphe's. That's like another thing that was being thrown around.
So which like, then like, why couldn't she have just stuck to doing collaborations with Morphe?
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say. Morphe and Jacqueline did do that collab, right?
Right.
That people also had problems with because they said that the shadows weren't pressed properly and then the payoff wasn't there, blah, 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 blah. B, if you are an influencer and you want to make money, collaborate.
Yeah.
Don't invest your own money into a brand.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take a long ass time for you to actually start making money. And I'm going to give you an example. Patrick Starr.
Mm-hmm.
He collaborated with MAC.
Genius.
Brilliant. 6 drops of product over the course of a year. Everyone is obsessed with that Patrick's powder. He built music videos around these launches. He had his audience.
And then
he didn't pay for anything.
Right. And he's working with a reputable brand.
Yep. And I know that he invested his own time and money into like making like the music videos and stuff. But in terms of creating a product to be sold, mm-hmm. I'm sure he got a bunch of money for putting his name on it. But like he didn't have to invest his own money and resources into making this product.
Right. Like he is letting the experts handle what they are good at.
Exactly. And I have been told by multiple sources, I sound like extra or something, multiple sources, but they told me he is the number two in terms of like money being made by a celebrity with a collaboration with MAC. Rihanna's number one and Patrick Starr's number two. That was a smart business decision. And I just, when I see like influencers thinking, I'm going to create my own brand, I'm like, You need to really sit down and think.
Right.
Do you want this brand in 10 years? Do you want it in 20 years? Do you want it in 50 years? Is this something you want to pass on to your children to inherit?
Is this something that you think you'll even care about?
Yeah. Is this just, or this just something you're doing because maybe someone's saying, well, you should make a brand because we will make money.
And everyone is doing it right now.
Everybody's doing it. I just think it's a really poor decision. Jacqueline, I think that she was going to be the scapegoat for the situation no matter what, because this has really never happened with an influencer in terms of quality control for a launch. And I know that she was probably extremely mortified and humiliated by the situation. But I also think, as a business owner, you have to like swallow your pride, push your ego to the side and say, okay, I epically failed here. I need to like take some time and step back and maybe figure out other things before I jump back in to try and make a brand.
Yeah.
Because I think now her solution to this whole drama is, well, I'm going to come back with an even better product and show them that what I'm really capable of. No. Who is advising you? Like, you need to just go back to collaborations.
I agree.
Give us the stuff, like go back to the champagne pop that we care about. You know what I mean?
100%.
So if y'all care to watch this 19-minute video, it's on YouTube currently.
I want to know what Glamjolino's.
I mean, listen, that's what I put in the Facebook group. By the way, we have a Facebook group. If you want to talk about beauty and get recommendations and like connect with Sarah and I, we will be on the Los Angeles Facebook group.
I want to know what our Glamjolino's think about this ordeal.
Glamjolino's.
But I do. I want to know if they would, if Jaclyn Hill came out with a relaunch, if they would buy her product again. Would you, Glamjolino's?
I don't know. It's just a real, I mean, I hope that didn't come off too harsh in terms of like me speaking to Jaclyn Hill, but
you're telling it like it is.
We gotta, let's all have a come to Jesus moment and just realize that this needs, that's what should have happened and it didn't. So I'm also available for consulting.
So today we are talking about whether or not facials are really worth it.
A lot of you wrote in to our Instagram asking about facials, a lot of questions about facials. What kind of facial should you be getting? How much should it cost? How regularly should you be going?
And bottom line, is it worth it?
Yeah, is it
worth
it?
Spoiler alert.
It is.
It's worth it.
Shocker. Yes. So,
but we're going to talk about what you need to know about like facials, how regularly, like Kirby said, and how much it should cost on average.
Because depending on where you are in the country, it's going to be different. LA and New York, just expect to pay more. I think probably same with Miami.
And then like all of the different kinds of facials you could be getting.
Yes.
That cost varies as well.
Exactly. Because there's add-ons. So we are just going to start breaking it down.
Regular facials are essential for maintaining the health and appearance of your skin.
Yes.
Period.
But what is regular?
Yes. Okay. So getting a facial every 4 to 6 weeks is what you should be doing to ensure that you have the most consistent results. And that's especially true after you turn 25, because I'm sorry to say, but after you turn 25, the collagen production in your face begins to slow down.
Yes.
So you need a little bit of help.
And remember that your skin turnover cycle is 28 days. So that's about four weeks. And your skin is constantly changing, especially because if you're a woman and you're going through hormonal changes throughout the month.
And then the seasons change and you're traveling and your lifestyle. However, Kirby, should you be getting facials more than once a month?
Ooh, that's actually a great question, Sarah. So don't overdo it. Yeah. I remember at one point earlier this year, I think I was getting a facial, I'm not even exaggerating, every 6 to 7 days.
Yeah.
And
which is part of our job.
Totally.
Because we get offered facial treatments all the time and we want to try all of the newfangled gadgets and treatments, but it can be too much.
It can be too much. And I think that you might not even benefit. Like, I was getting 4 facials a month and my skin looked fine, but it didn't look extremely, you know, better one way or the other. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it wasn't like it got worse, but it didn't also, people weren't it's like, not oh like my God, what'd like, you do to your face?
Getting 4 facials a month does not equal like shaving 5 years off your skin.
Correct.
Face.
So don't overdo it. I think that you need to listen to your skin, and at home maintenance is key here. Like, you can't just throw everything you've learned about skincare to the wind and then be like, well, I can fix it by going to get a facial and I'm going to leave there looking like right. a princess. That's not how it works. I think that getting regular facials actually will help your at-home strategy and it will help your products to work a lot better. I know a lot of people, when I recommend a new mask or a new peel, at-home peel, I'll get messages like, well, I'm breaking out. I'm like, I think you're actually purging. I don't think it's a straight up breakout. If it's persistent for a couple of weeks, then maybe I would be concerned. But if you have stuff trapped in your pores and then you're doing these at home masks and, you know, gadgets and whatnot, chances are some stuff is going to come to the surface to try to be eliminated. Mm-hmm. So when you get facials with regular extractions, especially, you're going to have less of that happening at home.
Right. Yes. Like what Kirby was saying, with at-home maintenance being really important, I like to compare it to like working out. So let's say your facials are like your personal training sessions with like an expert who can really help tell you like what you need to be doing. And then they can obviously train you at that session,
AKA
your facial. And then when you go home, you'll be maintaining it by like working out regularly.
Exactly.
Right? And then the reason you get a facial is because you want to work with these experts who can see, they're professionals, and they can see your skin way closer than you can, than looking into your mirror and trying to like pop a pimple at home.
And totally. And experts, I think this is actually another good point to consider. Before you get a facial with someone, maybe go in for a consult or call them. Figure out how long they've been doing this. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know, you get people that have done like five facials in their life. And then like, okay, do you remember our friends, Heather and Kat in New York?
Yes.
Both of them within a month period posted, they're beauty editors. They posted their face after a facial. And truly, it looked like somebody just let a cat claw their face.
It was really horrifying.
I was like, what the hell is going on in New York that anybody would walk out of a facial looking like that? It's insane. And Kat wrote me and said, the approach there, I think, is more aggressive and hardcore. But Kat even said during her facial, this hurts.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel right.
Which is also something to note. Like, if you guys are getting a facial and it doesn't feel right, or burning or tingling, like definitely speak up.
Yep. There's, you know, there's chemical peels and they will warn you. You might feel a light tingle, stuff like that. But if it just feels extremely aggressive, you have a right as the client to say, stop, it hurts, I'm in pain. And this is just a piece of advice I tell everyone, whether you're going to a dermatologist or going to a med spa to get Botox or injectables or getting a facial, ask your technician or expert, how many facials have you given somebody?
Yeah.
You know, how many facials have you done over the course of this? How long have you been working? Do you have your license? Ask the questions, because then the last thing you want is to go in and get a facial and walk out and your skin is completely terrorized. I think that that is just doing your due diligence. And now, especially because of Instagram, we both work with experts where we'll be talking to them. And I've had people tell me, oh, yeah, you know, this person just straight up stole my photo and is using it as their own to promote their business to get people to come in. You have no, that's the scary thing about Instagram. That's why I always go to Yelp.
Yes, me too.
I know that Yelp is
controversial as well.
Yeah,
but
I mean, getting on Yelp and seeing reviews, especially recent reviews within the last 3 months, it's like, okay, this person, it's been a consistently negative experience or a consistently positive experience. The other thing about these experts too, and I think you would agree with me on this, is a lot of times people, they want instant results. And when you're going to see an expert that has a tenure in their field, they've seen so many things, they're going to recommend, okay, you're going to come in 2 weeks and we're going to do this. We're going to come in 4 weeks and we're going to do this. And a lot of, I mean, we have to admit, we want instant gratification. So a lot of us don't really want to keep coming in to do things. We're like, oh, they just want more money from us. But that's not the case most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
You always have to, you know, use your brain and common sense and take everything with a grain of salt. But if somebody is advising you with your skin and you want to see long-term results,
especially if you're going through something like a breakout or pigmentation or whatever.
Totally. I mean, with my dermatologist, she has me on this antibiotic, both topically and orally. I'm going to go back in a week and we're going to talk from there. And she's going to suggest maybe a facial to help clean out my pores or like, you know, microneedling to help plump the skin or whatever it is.
Right.
It's because you're developing a relationship with them and they're helping you in the long run.
Yes. So bottom line is do your research.
Yep.
Read reviews, get referrals, ask your friends. And then when you find someone that you really like working with, continue working with them.
Yep.
Even though it's exciting to try all of the new fancy facials all over the place, if you find someone that knows how to work with your skin, you should just stick with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't try to do too much.
Exactly.
And treat yourself every once in a while.
Yep.
But don't overdo it.
Totally.
All right. So now we're going to go over the different kinds of facials that you can get. We're going to talk about like the most popular common treatments that you can get at most skin clinics across the country and what you can expect from them.
Okay.
So cool. Standard facial involves cleansing, exfoliating, extractions, like a light peel maybe, and then a hydrating treatment, and then like your moisturizer sunscreen.
Yep, and that's 50 minutes long.
Yes.
Typically.
You want to go in and just get some of your blackheads removed. You want to look glowy and you want your skin to feel clean. You haven't been in a while. That is a great, that's a great facial that you should be getting regularly.
Totally. And I would say if you want a facial and you have a big event coming up, maybe get this like the week before the big event.
Yes.
Because your skin, especially if you're just getting started, might purge a little bit. It might be, if you do a light peel, you might be a little red. It shouldn't last more than like 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
But extractions, especially depending on how they do it, you might have like little
redness,
a little bit of redness.
Next, we have microneedling. Kirby, do you want to tell us a little bit about what microneedling is?
It's been a big trend because people are starting to do it at home in a like a less aggressive way. I've had this done. Have you had this done?
I have, and I love it. And I have a derma roller at home.
Yeah, same. So basically, it's a process where very thin needles puncture the skin in order to trigger collagen formation and kind of like remodel your skin in a way. So it's alerting your skin like, oh, help, hazard.
There are punctures in my skin.
It makes it actually think that your skin is being wounded and then it's going to regenerate, kind of like when you go to scrape,
right?
You know, kind of building that skin again, except you're not going to be that aggressive with it. You're not supposed to bleed.
Yeah. Even though I've seen pictures.
There's the microneedling where it uses your own plasma.
Yes.
That they reinfuse it back into your skin. I personally have not done that. I went to Alchemy 43 and did a video about this where I got microneedled. When you're in a salon or a spa, they use a pen and yes. It has like 24 gold little needles and it'll puncture the skin.
But they like numb your skin first,
oh,
right?
Yeah. They totally numbed my entire face. I will say I have tried so many treatments and by far that was the most painful, especially because if you think about it, they're like you're puncturing parts of your face with 24 needles, oof. Especially like on bone.
Yeah. And then I feel where does it hurt you the most?
For me, it's my forehead. Yeah. My forehead killed. I mean,
it's like so spicy.
Yes. Tears coming. I had to like take a breather.
Oh, yeah. I am always crying.
Everyone's like, are you in pain? I'm like, it just is a weird. I'm not like actually hurting.
No, it's like a weird. It hits a nerve that makes you start crying.
It's like if like someone was plucking a hair out of your nose or something.
But 24 times really tiny all over your forehead.
So they can decide how deep, I guess, the wound goes with the pen. I remember I was like the most you could go.
Yeah.
Like they went hardcore on me because obviously we're doing it for a video.
Right.
For 24 hours after that, my skin was red. It kind of looked like I went skiing and got windburn or something, but nothing that makeup couldn't cover.
Right.
Second day I started.
Are you allowed to wear makeup?
Yes.
After? Okay.
Yeah. They told me I was fine to do that. The next day I had flaking happening and then more flaking. After 7 days, I had people at work telling me I had fetus skin.
They were like, skin.
They're like, baby angel, look at you. I'm like, I know. I'm lifted and gifted.
Your face was like working hard.
Yes. Totally regenerated.
To regenerate.
Loved.
And then you had your baby skin after.
I mean, y'all can find this video online. Just Google Kirby Pop Sugar microneedling, bleeding for good skin. Of course, got to get that clickbait title in there. I am personally a fan of this. I also use Carrie Benjamin's from Stack Skincare's derma roller at home.
Same.
You are not supposed to bleed at home, people.
Please don't
go crazy.
And the ones, the at-home derma rollers are nowhere near as sharp as the ones that they use in a professional environment. But don't go too hard, guys.
Some people are going over the same area multiple times, really trying to puncture the skin and make it bleed. And that is not what it's about.
No.
It's going to feel spicy no matter what.
It's just supposed to help the products that you use after penetrate your skin better.
That's why you don't use an oil
yes.
after derma rolling your face.
Don't want to clog those pores, guys.
No, don't do it. Like, leave your oils.
Yes, at home. Yeah. Or in the cabinet.
Yeah.
Locked up.
Lock them up.
Far away from reach.
Lock them up. So I'm a really big fan of microneedling. I don't think a lot of people do this in conjunction, like in a facial. Mm-hmm. It's usually like just a microneedling treatment.
Yes.
It's not like a whole facial where you get the cleanse and the extractions. It's like you go in and they're going to cleanse your face to prep it, but then they're going to numb you and then do the microneedle.
Because that would be like too traumatizing to your skin to do more than this.
So this is really, I think it's great if you have scarring, acne, hyperpigmentation of, not melasma specifically, like hormone-induced hyperpigmentation, but like if you have a acne scar, sunspot, age spot,
wrinkles.
Maybe. Yep, wrinkles. Yeah. Oh my God, I remember they did it obviously around my eye area.
Ooh.
And it was, the tears. The tears. But I was like, oh, cool. I don't need Botox for like however long.
Because how often did they say you could get microneedled?
Oh, they told me I could come in like every 2 weeks if I wanted to.
What? That's lux.
I was like, can you imagine
being... I wonder what your skin would look like if you got microneedled every 2 weeks.
I don't think there's a story out there right now where someone has gone in and gotten microneedled like every 2 or 3 weeks for like 6 months.
I wonder if that's doing too much.
Yeah. You know what? I would do it though. I would alternate. So I would do it on my face and then go in the next month and do my neck and then do my chest and then kind of like.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good schedule.
Over, right?
That's a good schedule.
Give me every neck. Like, I just want a long, beautiful, smooth neck.
Same.
Okay. So we've done standard facial and microneedling. What's next?
Next is microdermabrasion, which I think everyone has probably heard of or tried. It is a non-invasive procedure that uses tiny crystals or other exfoliating surfaces to help remove the dead skin layer. So it helps remove that top layer of skin, and like microneedling, your body will interpret that as like an injury and then work to replace those lost skin cells. Microdermabrasion machines can buff and polish the skin using a stream of fine crystals or like a diamond tip, which I think that's like the most common one that you can get in a facial is the diamond tip microdermabrasion. And then there are also some that vacuum the loose skin cells from the face and like the gunk, which have you seen those videos before?
Yes.
I have gotten some like a microdermabrasion vacuum procedure as well. And it is nasty.
I always get I know it like looks super
it's
gross.
It's like you're like, oh my God, was that in my skin?
But I also get nervous that because it's like pulling it out of the pore that it might bring something to the surface and not actually get it out. That's like my biggest. I've actually never had the vacuum happen to me during microdermabrasion.
Okay.
But I do. I think microdermabrasion is perfect for people that have dull skin and they need a glow. They want their products to penetrate a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times microderm can be an add-on.
Yeah.
Like to your standard facial. So they would do it probably before any mask or peel or something like that.
Yeah.
Just so that it works a little bit better and gets all the dead skin off so it can penetrate your pores better.
And that brings us to the HydraFacial, which Kirby, would you like to talk about the HydraFacial?
I feel like the HydraFacial is having another moment. It was really big when I first got started in
beauty.
Yeah.
It was like the big hot facial that you would get.
Yeah. And now I keep hearing about it again and people keep saying, would you ever try the HydraFacial? I'm like,
hasn't that been around for a while?
I have.
Did they improve like the technology or something?
Maybe. I don't know, but I'm getting lots of messages and emails about come try our HydraFacial. I'm like maybe there's just like a new push.
And I was going to say, and I think that they are even doing like HydraFacial buses. They're like doing little stops a lot, like a HydraFacial tour.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. But what is a HydraFacial?
Okay. So HydraFacial, it's a medical grade hydrodermabrasion. So instead of micro, hydra obviously means water. And it's a device that cleans, exfoliates, and then infuses a serum into the skin. I think HydraFacials are less aggressive than microderm. So if you're worried about the diamond tip being maybe a little too aggressive for your sensitive skin or extremely reactive skin, a HydraFacial is a nice alternative. I know a lot of estheticians that use it. And it just kind of feels like a suction.
It does. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel, I don't ever really feel anything. I just feel like it's kind of sucking on my skin.
Right. And then at the same time, infusing a serum into your skin. All right.
Then we have chemical peels.
Okay.
And there are several options when it comes to chemical peels. So let's break those down.
Yeah. So a chemical peel breaks down the top layer or like the layers of your skin to, you know, get rid of any of the dead skin, but also fine lines, wrinkles, and uneven skin tone. So there are three different levels. I have personally only gotten the first, which is the superficial. So the acids that they use in a superficial chemical peel are like glycolic, salicylic, kojic, malic acid. And these are the more like gentle peels that are good at treating fine lines and wrinkles, large pores, dark spots, helps tighten your skin, just helps make your skin feel clean and new again.
Gives you a little glow.
Yes. Kirby, have you gotten a medium depth peel?
I have. So
at a baby age.
Okay. Y'all don't do as I do. Okay. So when I was 21, I was obsessed, and I still am obsessed with this book. I want to make it into a movie, write the screenplay for it. It's called Bergdorf Blondes. Have you heard of this book?
No. Okay, God. Is it like a Devil Wears Prada spinoff? Okay.
Basically.
Or a shopaholic.
So, yes. Yeah. Exactly. So, Plum Sykes is the author. She's a socialite, and it's just a fabulous book. It would be a perfect romantic comedy that we need right now, like with Glenn Powell in it. Like, okay. It would be amazing. I read this book, and in the book, there is like a whole storyline about going to the dermatologist's office and getting an alpha beta chemical peel.
Okay.
Which means alpha hydroxy beta hydroxy acids, right? Me, like the little budding beauty reporter
living in LA,
I'm like, oh my God, I would like absolutely die to do this. No, I was in Texas.
Oh, you were in Texas.
I was still in college. Got okay. It. 21 years old. I'm not going to name the name. I'm not going to name the name because they're actually a chain.
Ooh, they're actually a chain. Know.
Okay. And I was like, in the book, they talk about how people walk in to get the peel and walk out and they're absolutely glowing.
Yes.
Like, I think in the book, it mentions having a pregnancy glow without being pregnant.
Got
so
it.
I'm like, hell yeah. Like, get this on my face. So I call.
Because you weren't glowy at 21.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Yeah. So I call. It was in July. It was like before Rush. Thank God I was better after, like before Rush. But I go to get the facial, fill out the forms. I remember specifically, you know, saying I'm coming for the alpha beta chemical peel. And my esthetician looked at my folder, looked at me and was like, I don't think you need this, but I'm never going to deny anyone an alpha beta peel. And took me back. And I'm like, okay, that should have been my red flag.
Yeah.
But she put it on. And right before she activated it, she said, okay, you might experience some extreme tingling. Literally the minute she put it on my face, I can't even explain to you the pain that I felt. Like I was like, neutralize it now.
Yeah.
I can't do this. What I didn't realize was like my skin was peeling like at that moment.
Oh.
Like it was like,
is that supposed to happen?
No. It's supposed to like over the course of 2 weeks, your skin is supposed to peel.
Yes.
My skin like bubbled up and peeled like immediately. It was like when you're waterlogged and you get like a blister or something.
Oh my God.
Isn't that disgusting?
That's okay. So gross. Was your esthetician freaking out?
No. She was like so calm about it. But then I made her neutralize it and I looked at my face and I was like, holy shit. I left. I refused to pay because I was like,
yeah.
Well, and I told them, I'm like, she told me I didn't need this, but she still gave it to me. So, and they were like, oh yeah, you're 21. Why did you do this to yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, little did I know I was going to be surprised a week later with a trip to New York with my family to meet Zac MFing Efron. Okay, so let me just like paint this picture for you. Kirby wearing a dress from Forever 21 that's also red, which was stupid because my face was cherry red. Okay, I have platinum blonde hair. The dress has apples on it for Big Apple. Right?
Like, absolutely.
Girl from Texas has to be on theme.
Yes.
I'm going to the Today Show to see the cast of Hairspray perform out at Rockefeller Center. Do not laugh at me, Matt. I see Matt laughing. I looked like a cherry tomato, but my uncle, who played with the New York Yankees at the time, was like, you're going to get to meet Zac Efron. And I'm like, holy shit, this is going to be awesome. So I have this photo and I'll post it, but I obviously made it black and white so that you couldn't see that my face was literally red. But in that 2 weeks from getting the facial or getting the chemical peel to like maybe 10 days after I met the Zac Efron, my skin was like sheets of it were peeling off, but you can't touch it. Like you can't, that's the thing about chemical peels. My skin was so resurfaced. It looked amazing after I finally like got to that point. And I actually got my skin checked by one of those imaging
systems, cameras.
Yeah, that like tell you how much skin damage that you have.
And you had none?
I had none except for on my eyelids because I was not putting sunscreen on my eyelids. And I was like, it's because I got that damn chemical peel. I swear.
What a blessing, but...
It was a blessing, but also like learning from me.
What a journey.
Seriously. There's a lot of chemical peels out there now that are higher grade, and they will tell you you're going to peel for 2 to 3 weeks.
So plan it. If you do get it, plan it around your schedule of like not meeting Zac Efron. Like if you're going to meet Zac Efron, don't get a chemical peel.
And or even like know if you're going to go to work. I mean, some people
like if you have to be outside. Yes. Or
like if you're
going
to go to work or need to go to something special, just know your skin's going to start coming off in sheets and you can't pick it off. It just has to like flake off, which would be the worst. I mean, it was the worst part for me because I really wanted to like grab a sheet of it and be like, right.
I can't wait to see this photo.
You're going to love it.
Also because I met Zac Efron at around the same time too, because this was during my Tiger Beat internship days. And he was the first celebrity I ever interviewed. And
isn't he so dreamy?
I mean, sorry, Matt. I was like very obsessed with him. I had like no idea what to say to him. Like I was supposed to interview him and I could not utter words.
We would have been best friends.
Yeah, we would 100% have been. I interviewed him at Kitson for... it was four hairspray. And like Amanda Bynes was there. It was like a thing. Yeah. Like little Sarah intern with no interview experience. I was like, anyways, all I want to say is even though you're saying that like you looked red or whatever, I'm pretty sure that Zac Efron was wearing 10 layers of makeup.
Oh, he was.
So
he was.
Don't even worry about it.
Friends, if you want, go on to my YouTube channel. I have a video of me recording Zac Efron, James Marsden, Queen Latifah, and Amanda Bynes all performing in Rockefeller Center. Like, we were front and center. My mom and I got up at the butt crack of dawn. He was wearing so much makeup.
Kirby and I are going to throw up our photos with Zac Efron.
We are. We're going to post them on the IG. And let me just tell you, I have so many stories about Zac Efron since moving to LA. I feel like this could become a Zac Efron podcast.
Let's get him on.
Inquire within. Zac, what's your skincare like? Zach, do you want to be in Magic Mike the third?
Are they making a third
one? No, but I want to see him dancing half naked. Sorry, Patrick. Okay. Oh, our little Zephron.
So
fresh. Okay, so that's like the point of chemical peel. Resurface, literally taking a layer off of your skin. Some of them are more superficial.
Yeah, and it's kind of meant for more mature skin.
Agreed. Not for 21-year-olds.
Not for 21-year-olds.
I would say if you deal with acne and you have acne scars that you're really trying to get rid of, a chemical peel could be an amazing option for you. It was a good option for me at the time because I really wanted it. But also, I wasn't on birth control and I didn't have melasma. Melasma, anything that heats up can make it more prominent. Yeah. So if I would get a chemical peel like that now, I could say that my skin would pop, like the melasma would be more prominent.
Yeah. So definitely talk to your dermatologist and esthetician if you are interested in chemical peel to see what kind you should get.
Yep.
Probably if you haven't gotten one before, start with like a glycolic peel. Yep. Very gentle, superficial peel.
Exactly.
And then if you want more intensity, if you want sheets of your skin.
I have heard that there is a peel for melasma specifically. And one of the estheticians I've worked with, Cynthia, actually recommended it to me. I can't remember the name of it, but you put it on and you have to leave it on for like 12 hours.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about
this. To activate. And then you wash it off and then do part two of it. And then it's supposed to like completely knock out your hyperpigmentation.
So you do this overnight.
Yeah. I can't remember what the name of it is. I'll figure it out and put it in the show notes.
All right.
Okay.
So the next kind of common facial that you would get is a facial massage, which is my fave too.
Love it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I love this.
Oh, I love a good facial massage.
Same.
So you've probably seen facial massages all over Instagram. The esthetician uses rapid movements to promote blood circulation. It increases oxygen flow, stimulates muscle memory. It relieves tension. And you know, when your muscles tense up, wrinkles can form, and then it also helps product penetrate better, targets lymph nodes to drain toxins, reduces puffiness. It does everything.
Yeah, it does. And it feels So good.
And every esthetician has a different method. And, you know, even like culturally, like I went to Tokyo and got this amazing facial massage from the head of Kogendo.
Uh-huh.
And she does a facial massage where it's more gentle than like, let's say, a Korean facial massage.
Mm-hmm.
The movements are a bit slower, but it's all about like lifting the muscles. So she was like literally like lifting my cheekbone and like put like her freaking knuckle underneath. Yeah. And it felt so good. But then I like took a side by side or a picture comparing my left side to my right side. And the left side that she had massaged was so much higher already.
Yeah.
And it less puffy. And I just also love that it's something that you can do at home.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so many tools now that people are coming out with where you can use like the butterfly like gua sha tool to really help lift your skin and kind of sculpt it.
Mm-hmm.
I carry a lot of tension in my jaw just from my TMJ. So when anybody massages that area, it's like it knocks me out. It feels so good. Georgia Louise, who is a huge celebrity esthetician, works on everybody in Hollywood. She is known for her lymphatic drainage technique when it comes to facial massage. Like she does this thing like, I guess it's called the slap, or maybe I'm just calling it that. But she did it to me and it felt amazing. But also my skin was so lifted and looked truly like taut and put together afterwards. So
this is a great treatment to get like before a big event or if you're just wanting to look great for, I don't know, whatever.
Yourself.
For Zac Efron. Oh, sorry, Matt.
sorry to our husband and boyfriend. We're never going to hear the end of this.
I bet you Zac Efron gets facial massages.
I bet he does.
Yeah. Anyways.
No, but I think that there's so many benefits. I was talking with Jared Bailey, global brow expert for Benefit Cosmetics, and I was talking to him about Skin Camp and how I really like it. And
this is the one on Beverly?
Yes.
I have been to and I really like it.
I love it. And he was like, well, what's so great about it? I see it every time and I'm in LA. I'm like, they give you this amazing facial massage. He's like, okay, but like, why would I go to LA to get a facial massage? I'm like, he's like, oh, this is like a foreign language for someone that lives in San Francisco. He's like, I want like a legit facial. I'm like, no, they give you one. They give you a mask and a peel and they massage your face and cleanse your face and they'll do some extraction if you need them. But the facial massage, like the lymphatic drainage of it all is just so, so calming.
Yeah, just like so relaxing. Oh, speaking of, you mentioned gua sha. Mm-hmm. If you guys are in LA and you want a facial massage using a gua sha, Audacité, which is a French Californian brand, clean beauty brand, they make these beautiful gua sha tools and they're offering facials at the Calamigos Ranch Spa in Malibu. And it's like a beautiful spa and it's just like the most relaxing facial massage using, like, you can pick a rose quartz gua sha or you can pick, I forget what the other.
I love Audacité. They
Me
make
too.
Great products.
They really, really do.
I need to get over to Calamigos.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so that kind of leads into microcurrent. So microcurrent is kind of like facial massage, lymphatic drainage on steroids in terms of the results. So if you want to look lifted, you want like a little mini brow lift, you want to get rid of your resting bitch face like me, microcurrent is like lymphatic drainage and sculpting on steroids. It uses a microcurrent device to stimulate the skin. It's basically an anti-aging facial. If you're looking to get lifted, looking to help with wrinkles, give yourself a little brow lift. I know so many beauty editors can get behind these facials. I'm a big fan. Sarah's a big fan.
You just see results like instantly.
That's why a lot of celebrities do it before a red carpet or a photo shoot, because you'll probably experience like 24 to 48 hours of the results afterwards. So this is not something permanent by any means. Sadly, it would be amazing if there was a facial that did that.
However, you can purchase the New Face device and do it at home.
We love New Face. I'm a huge fan of the New Face Fix, the new travel version.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with this activator gel that you put on. And the gel itself can help lift and firm. But I use it under and on the sides of my eyes just to give myself a little lift. I'm absolutely obsessed with it.
And a lot of estheticians use the actual New Face device in their treatments.
Exactly. So if you are getting a treatment and you notice they're bringing out a tool, it's probably the New Face. But yeah, microcurrent has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. They've been using it medically since the 1980s, and it was approved by the FDA as a muscle stimulator. That's why you get that lift. But it was actually used to treat Bell's palsy and muscle paralysis back in the 80s. And then obviously brands like New Face and Zip. Have you tried the Zip?
I haven't.
I love the Zip. The Zip looks like a mouse, but it's white and gold, like a computer mouse.
Okay.
Not like a rodent. It looks like a rat. Put it on your face. And it comes with the activator gel.
Okay.
The conducting gel. And you put it on, and a lot of these devices beep or tell you when to move on to the next area. So you will go over the same area one, like three or four times, then move on to the next area. It's really simple and really easy to use. But I am just a huge fan. I've gotten microcurrent facials from Tracy Martin, who is like the OG, everybody in New York. Tracy Martin has clients that have been with her for decades at this point. They just truly believe in her. Kate Winslet's a huge fan. She has this book. Like, she came to LA before, like during award season. Mm-hmm. And I met with her team, and they have this book of all of these celebrities that have signed this book thanking her. Brad Pitt's in there. I mean, everybody, like the A-list of Hollywood goes to her. So she kind of like perfected the microcurrent facial. I know Joanna Vargas has a really great one that I'm a big fan of. I feel like a lot of places are offering this type of facial, especially for like a more mature crowd.
I am right with Kirby. I love a microcurrent facial. If it's on the menu.
Yeah.
I'm having it.
And our friend Christina Rodolfo.
Shout out to you, Christina.
Beauty editor at Elle. She has a piece called Everything You Need to Know About Microcurrent Facials. And she has a before and after and outlines, you know, what it does and how it works. So if you want to take a look before investing, because it is a more expensive treatment, you have to go to somebody that knows what they're doing. It's definitely a luxury facial for show.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. That brings us to the next kind of luxury facial called an LED facial. So I am a fan of LED facials. Kirby is a fan. LED stands for light emitting diode therapy. And this was developed by NASA. They used it in plant growth experiments on board the space shuttle in the 80s. And when you've seen, obviously, like the LED masks on Instagram, the LED panels, the tri-light that we talked about, when used consistently over time, LED lights are thought to penetrate your skin at different depths and cause various reactions in your skin based on the color of the lights. So the most common ones are blue light and a red light, and the blue light can help kill bacteria that causes acne, and then the red helps stimulate collagen production and then encourages the skin's natural healing process and then reduces inflammation. Shani Darden is a big fan of this. Joanna Vargas is a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Joanna Vargas, I think you like lay in the LED bed before you get a facial. And then Shani, I know, has like even a panel that you sit in front of. And then obviously there's the mask. Gregory Dillon, when I went to get a facial, he had a fabulous little LED mask. I think it's great.
I love it. And I think that if you have, there are so many skin issues that can be treated with an LED light, depending on what type of light, whether it's blue, red, yellow, purple, orange. There's just a lot of ailments that it can help with.
So. Yeah, but unlike the microcurrent, it takes time to see results.
Of course.
You have to be consistent about it.
Yep.
I just also like how it feels. It's like warm and soothing and relaxing. They actually even use it in post training sessions, like after like a really hard workout. It helps like with the inflammation in your body.
Totally. It just helps to regenerate.
Exactly.
Inflammation is the root cause of so many issues, especially things like acne. So if you are dealing with acne, maybe LED light therapy could be a good option for you.
So how much should a facial really cost?
I mean, depends where you live. New York and LA, truthfully, have not seen many in-depth facials for less than $200.
Yeah.
You have to take into consideration a few things. If you're going to a private practice that's not in somebody's spa or hotel, they're paying for all of the product themselves to receive, you know, and use on you.
And so, all of the different gadgets and treatments that they're using.
Yep. So you might expect them to be a little bit higher of a cost. But then if you go to a spa, they're also having to account for those products as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say in LA, expect a $200 facial for the whole shebang. Cleanse, you know, tone, extract, peel, mask, and then whatever gadget they might want to add on to. Mm-hmm. However, there are facial bars that are popping up all over the country, and I think they're kind of offering a luxury service at a more affordable rate, but without all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, so it's more of like an express treatment if you are looking for kind of just like regular maintenance. I'm a big fan of Heyday. I don't know if there are more locations than just the ones in New York and LA, but I refer it to everyone who doesn't want to spend more than $120 on a facial. They have some gadgets that they use, but I always leave feeling clean and glowy. I went there recently when I had a breakout, and every esthetician that I've worked with has been so wonderful. I love the products that they use. Same. Too. They use a lot of naturopathica.
All of their stuff smells great.
So good.
They had this one pineapple enzyme peel.
Yes.
I don't think it's from naturopathica. It's from another brand. But when they use it on me, I'm always like, oh, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I can't remember which one that one was. That was my favorite. But also the naturopathica cherry peel that they use.
Oh my God, I love that
After they used it, I was like, I need this.
Get this all over me.
Yeah. So yeah, and then they have skin laundry.
Yep, skin laundry is like a laser and light facial. So if you are trying to get rid of blackheads, if you have hyperpigmentation, it's a good option. It's like they were kind of the first ones to say, oh, hey, we'll offer you this luxury treatment for 15 minutes, come in on your lunch break and you won't have any downtime.
Yeah.
So they're opening up. I mean, they've opened up all over the country at this point.
Yeah,
so Heyday is just in New York and LA at this point.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to expand. I'm glad they're finally in LA.
Yeah. There's also Face House. And then Kirby, your favorite is
Skin Camp.
Yes.
I love Skin Camp. It's on Beverly here in LA. And
so these places aren't like your typical spa where you would, you know, walk in and change into a robe and then they're playing like Zen music.
And they're and, like, there's like a sitting room.
Yeah, and there's like aromatherapy. Like, yeah, yeah. That's great. Like, yeah. I love a relaxing spa facial, but these places are you're in and you're out and you're still getting a great treatment.
Yeah, you're staying in your clothes more than likely.
Yeah.
You're not putting on a robe,
mm-hmm.
but they're still doing a good job, a thorough job. It's still an hour
mm-hmm.
more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
I love Skin Camp because they do a lot of the gua sha, mm-hmm. lymphatic drainage. They do microcurrent as well. Face cupping.
Yes.
So I love the face massage, obviously, but it's not a private room. Like the three chairs that they have, there's nothing hiding you from the other person next to you getting a facial.
Right.
So you could be, you know, if you want something totally zen, that's when you book a facial in the spa
mm-hmm.
with its own private room
exactly.
and the whole shebang.
Yeah.
But if you are just in need. Also, there's Ulta has been opening up, I think it's Dermalogica facials like in their stores.
That's right.
I think they're doing a Kiehl's skin bar. So I don't know if that includes facials. They're opening up those like all around the country. But Dermalogica has great facials as well.
I was going to say, and they're so affordable. It's like $100 for a custom facial. And I think there's Dermalogica locations like
everywhere. Yeah. And if they're not, you know, standalones, they definitely have them in the Ultas.
Yeah.
So that's a great option, I think.
Yeah. So what we're saying is you don't need to spend a ton of money to get a great facial.
Exactly.
Do your research, get on Yelp and see like what the average facial is in your location. But then, if you're wanting a facial that's more of like a relaxing spa facial that has all the bells and whistles, all of the microcurrent, LED, you're going to have to expect to pay a little bit more.
Of course, especially because some of those things are just add-ons.
Yeah.
It's not like a standalone facial. It's something you add on to something else.
What's the most you would pay for a facial, Kirby?
I would say like $250. I think like for me, I want a lymphatic drainage situation. I want extractions. That's mm-hmm. very important to me. I can do like a mask at home.
Yeah.
So if it's just, you know, you cleansing my skin and then doing a mask, I'm like, I
there's nothing I hate more than just a glorified face cleaning.
The least favorite thing, take note if you're in PR and you listen to this, I don't want a mini facial. Don't invite me to your event for a mini facial. That like sounds like a breakout waiting to happen.
Micellar water.
I don't or also foam please do not make me take my off my makeup in front of other humans at this event. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I Kat Quinn at a refinery agrees with me on this. I tweeted about it last year and she's like, girl, I'm like, see, we all agree. The mini facials aren't it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Offer the full thing or like just let us mingle.
Yeah, $250 is a good price.
I think $250, especially in LA, is decent.
Yeah.
Do I necessarily want to pay that much plus tip? No, but I'm willing to do it to make sure my skin looks
good. That's also a good point. Remember to tip your estheticians, guys.
Yeah. If you're ever in doubt, always tip.
Yeah.
They are providing a service.
25%.
Yeah.
If you had a great experience.
Yeah, I do. I always do like minimum 20.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't like that great. A lot of them work off of commission and tips. So.
And then also, if you didn't enjoy your experience, like do everyone else a favor and like say something to.
Oh, yeah.
The front desk.
Don't just go on to Yelp and start complaining.
Yeah.
Ask to speak to a manager. If you feel uncomfortable because maybe they're the one checking you out or something. Call back later and say, may I please speak to the manager and explain what happened. Because I think you probably get a lot of questions like this too, especially maybe with hair. Mm-hmm. I went to this person, they messed up my hair. They didn't deliver my hair. My hair was actually extremely compromised.
Yeah.
They're never going to be able to change the problem if you don't say anything. Yeah. It's just going to keep happening. So more than likely, a place where you're unhappy will want to offer you a second try at no additional charge. If you have a reason to not want to go back, I totally understand, but you still should let them know. They will probably refund you the money. Yeah. But also keep perspective and your expectations in check. I think sometimes people walk into a facial thinking they're going to walk out looking like Cindy Crawford or something.
Right.
If, you know, for me, I know my skin is really irritated right now. I just want to go in and make sure my skin is as clean as it possibly can be, hydrated as it possibly can be, maybe throw in an LED light situation and hope for the best afterwards.
Yeah. Usually for me, even if it's like, if I'm going to get like an oxygen treatment or like microcurrent, even though I'll see some of the results instantly, like most of the time it takes like 24 hours for me to see the full result. So be patient.
Be patient, guys. How much would you pay? $250?
I was going to say $300 just given how expensive LA is and how we're going to talk about some of our favorite facials in LA.
If I had an unlimited budget, this is the thing too. I think people like to dog more expensive treatments because they are so expensive and they're like, well, you can get the same thing for cheaper. Not really. I know that's probably going to be a controversial opinion. I just don't think that you should knock anybody for what they can get with their budget, right?
So, I think if it exceeds like 300 or if it gets in the 4, 5, 6, then yeah. Like I don't think that you need to be spending that much.
Same. Granted, there are people that I love that have $650 facials.
Right. But that's because they're doing facials on like Jessica Alba.
Correct. And they're going to that person's home.
Right.
At 3 a.m, the day before the Oscars.
Right.
Right? Or they own the spa or salon.
Yes.
They maybe are not taking new clients. Mm-hmm. They have to be able to weed out the people that want to see them or else they would not have a life.
Right.
So you might notice like some of the people that we had mentioned might have these expensive facials.
Yeah.
But also like just know that their clientele is...
Yeah.
They're in the tax bracket that's able to afford that.
This is Los Angeles, after all.
This is Los Angeles. is Los Angeles. I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah. So I'm just going to name off like some of my favorite facials in LA.
Yes.
Yoli Glow.
Yoli. We love Yoli.
We love you, Yoli.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you can like,
I don't think you can. Yoli,
if you can like DM her.
So Yoli is the esthetician for Tatcha.
And then Yoli, also all of your favorite influencers.
Yeah. And celebrities, for that matter.
She doesn't like to talk about.
She will never tell you. She'll tell us.
She'll tell us. She does a lot of famous faces.
Yes, and is like responsible for a lot of them that have been around for decades at this point. But Yoli, because she works with Tatcha, basically is just like on retainer with Tatcha, essentially. So if an editor needs a facial, if an influencer or makeup artist or whoever needs a facial, she's just giving facials all day long at her extremely adorable like condo.
Oh my gosh, it's like a spa in there.
It is
so converted into a full spa.
Yoli said, I was like, Yoli, are you sure you're not a Capricorn? Yoli said one of my favorite things ever in life when I saw her last. She was like, I woke up one morning, like when she was just like trying to get out on her own, she woke up one morning and she was meditating and she said, I love money and money loves me. And she's like, and I've never been without money a day since. And I'm like, Get that tattooed on my face.
Yeah.
Because I
freaking... What is she? She's not a Capricorn.
She's a Virgo.
Is she like Capricorn rising?
I'm like, you have to be Capricorn rising.
Yeah.
But Yoli's awesome. And her, the experience of seeing her is truly... Like, she makes this amazing apple tea
yep.
that only she can make.
Yes. And then she offers cookies. And then there's...
maple cookies.
The conversation that she has with
you.
Oh,
yeah. And you're spending at least 30 to 45 minutes just chatting.
Yes.
Because she's such a great conversationalist.
And she truly wants to know, like, what's going on with your skin and yep. your life and, like, why maybe your skin is reacting this way.
Exactly. She takes the time. And then she has her bed set up mm-hmm. and she just goes to yeah. town. And it's such yeah. a relaxing
experience. She gives a great facial massage. She has these two little gold sticks that she uses to massage your face.
Oh, my
face.
God. It's great. And the stuff, the little pads that she uses to, like, remove the mask and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they feel kind of puffy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. And I never see them afterwards.
Yeah.
But they feel
you're like,
yeah, they feel so good when she's like removing the product. I'm going to text yeah. Yoli. I'm yeah. like, I need to come back
I haven't
to see
seen.
You.
She's in, I actually texted. She's on vacation right now or something.
Oh, okay. We won't bother Yoli. Don't bother Yoli. But she's amazing.
Yeah. We talked about Shawnee Darden
Shawnee Darden does everybody.
Yeah.
She just opened
the most
new
beautiful
place.
Faces in Hollywood.
Yep.
Jessica, Rosie.
Yep.
Chrissy Teigen.
But I love Shawnee because she keeps it real too.
Oh my God. I tell this to everyone. Like, she's not going to bullshit about your, like, she's not going to be like, you're so beautiful and
yeah.
your skin. She's going to be like, okay, what are you doing to your skin?
Yeah.
What do you want? Like, what are your goals?
Yep. She uses a lot of IS clinical products too, which I'm a huge fan of.
Same.
And also she and I talk all day long about melasma. And she's mm-hmm. like, I know there's nothing that I can do to get rid of your melasma.
Yeah.
So, like, she's doing Cool Laser to help, you know. Like,
yeah.
she's doing things, like, aesthetically to help in addition to her skincare and her facials. That's why I just love Shawnee.
Yeah. I can't wait to go to her new clinic. I mean, I went to see it, but I haven't gotten a treatment yet.
I, like, want.
It's beautiful. It's very.
Justin Anderson sees... somebody there. Oh my God. Just started following her. The Skin Savior, I guess. And he's seen her, I think, twice in the past 2 weeks. And I'm now just dying to get in to see her.
Oh, I want to see her.
She does a lot of microcurrent. She's like prodding the skin. Looks awesome.
We both have been to Carrie Benjamin of Stack Skincare.
Carrie Benjamin is awesome.
She runs it also out of her beautiful little beach. It's not by the beach, but it's almost like you feel like you're at the beach. She's by the pool.
Yeah.
But what she does is she does dermaplaning, which is, we didn't talk about, but that's like one of my favorite treatments during a facial. If you're scared of shaving your face, I would just want to tell you that you shouldn't be scared, because it is like, honestly, your skin is glowing so instantly afterwards.
I've been shaving my face for years at this point,
yeah.
like going on 8 years. I have not had any...
like thick hair growth or, you know, what are people scared
of? It doesn't grow back black. I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, women have different hormones than men. So maybe if you do have higher testosterone, that would be something to be considerate of if you're going to shave your face. But when the hair grows back, it just grows back the same color that it already is on your face. So if you already have black hair on your face, just know it's not going to come back blonde.
But yeah, anytime anyone is asking for like a great facial in LA because they are prepping for like a big event or something, mm-hmm. I'm always like, go see Carrie.
Carrie, she also, side note, wants us to come over. And do, she wants to cook dinner for us.
Like, oh my
and like
God.
Do facials.
What?
Yeah. I've been like messaging with her on Instagram.
Oh my God. Okay. See
like,
you soon, Carrie.
They're remodeling their amazing home.
Okay.
So I'm like, whenever you want us there.
Great.
Just scrape my face and then let's eat.
Who else do you like?
Obviously, Renee Rouleau.
Yeah.
She
I'm still waiting.
Will come in from Austin and she sets up shop at a hotel here in LA when she's in town. This woman is a saint, reaches out to me and says, hey.
And has been so supportive of this podcast. So thank you, Renee.
Renee is my girl. I love this woman. She just knows, the thing that we always talk about when I see her is putting the fire out, because for a while I was aggressively doing facial scrubs and peels and all this other stuff at the same time. And she's like, I want to put the fire out. That's why you're breaking out. That's why your face is ready. Like, let's just put it out. So I'm a big fan of her. Tracy Martin, I mentioned,
mm-hmm.
big in New York. They set up shop here in LA for a week, and I was just amazed with the results. It was such a relaxing, luxurious facial. Joanna Vargas.
Ooh, yes, Joanna Vargas.
First of all, Joanna Vargas is the salt of the earth. And if you can ever meet her and just hang out with her, yeah. I highly recommend it. But her Sunset Tower spa.
Yeah.
It's like what dreams are made of.
I have never gotten a facial from Joanna Vargas herself.
Oh, she's fabulous.
But I did get a facial from another woman who works at the spa at the Sunset Tower.
Yep.
She is so amazing.
Everyone there is fabulous.
She does like Diddy's facials.
Yes. Yeah. They're all so qualified and just really good. And what I love about Joanna's facials, no matter who you see, if you're laying on the table and they put on a mask or a peel, while that's setting, they're giving you a hand and a foot massage. Yeah. It is truly just decadent.
So good.
Because I just want to relax. I think a lot of times when people get facials, they just want to relax. They want to just forget every drama that they've ever experienced in their life. And we both saw Dr. Hoshka this past week. And that was such an interesting facial because it included lymphatic drainage, but in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
It was like these brushes that they use to kind of stimulate the skin in this rhythm.
Sustainably sourced pony hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that. But I fell asleep during that facial because of the rhythm.
Yeah. I was like trying to stay awake because I like always have like a million questions, but it was like, very, very relaxing.
It was very relaxing. And then I mentioned Georgia Louise.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. And then I'm a big fan of Skin Laundry. I pop in there probably every 4 to 6 weeks. At one point I was going weekly because you can, but they have the 15-minute laser and light facial. So they'll go through and they'll use the laser to kind of just get rid of any buildup in the pore and it helps with blackheads and all that good stuff. And then they use the light to kind of help with the pigmentation.
Yeah. And then, I forgot to mention, but Heyday as well for your budget.
Oh, yeah.
Budget facial.
Heyday's great. We love Heyday.
Yeah, I think we covered it.
Okay. So if you guys have any questions about facials in general or any of the facials we talked about, or maybe any of the brands that we discussed, are on Instagram.
Yeah, or any facials that you see us Instagramming on our personal Instagrams.
We're always posting about our treatments. So
hit us up.
Hit us up. I'm at Kirby Johnson.
I'm at Sarah Tan.
And you can reach us both at Gloss_Angeles. Be sure to like and subscribe Gloss Angeles on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Stitcher. I know some of you had issues with the Stitcher feed. It didn't upload our latest episode. I have been working with them on that. Don't worry. So sorry about that. But we're also available on Spotify and 7 other podcast platforms. So just search for us. You'll be able to find us with that beautiful orange and blue logo. Yeah. And also we like to hear what you guys are concerned about because it helps us formulate our next episode topics and keep on the pulse of what you guys actually care about. This is a supposed to be entertaining, but very serviceable podcast. So without you guys, we would be nothing.
Thank you for listening, you guys.
Thank you so much for listening. Oh, also before we go, we have a giveaway. Woo-hoo! First giveaway. So we obviously talked about Skin Ink and the Tri-Light, how it's on sale at the Nordstrom anniversary sale right now and how we're such huge, huge fans. Yes. And so the lovely people at Skin Ink reached out to us and said, hey, we'd love to gift one of Los Angeles's listeners the lovely Tri-Light.
And it's the new fancy version.
Yes. It's
rechargeable.
Yes. So you don't have to worry about batteries, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Yes. So go to our Instagram page, Gloss_Angeles, to learn how to enter to win your very own Tri-Light.
So exciting.
Yay. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.